We have in this gospel reading we have just heard, in my humble opinion, one of the most tender moments in all of the gospels. Jesus encounters seven of his apostles who have reverted back to what they were used to doing. They've gone fishing. And he comes to them and he shares a meal with them. And then we hear the interaction between Jesus and Peter. And Peter, having the opportunity to profess his love for the Lord three times. We know, of course, that Peter was one of Jesus' apostles, and he was the first among the group of the apostles. We also know that he denied the Lord three times on Holy Thursday evening. And then on Easter Sunday morning, he runs to the tomb, and he was one of the first to see that the tomb was empty. This scene with the apostles and Jesus opens a few weeks after Easter. Peter and the other apostles have gone back to what they're doing. They're fishing. Despite the fantastic news that Jesus has risen from the dead, despite the fact that they have seen him alive, they don't know what to do. So they go back to what they've always done. How that is true for each of us. When we face some sort of crisis in life, some sort of crossroads or uncertainty, we're tempted to go to what we find to be comfortable. And that's exactly what Peter and these other apostles do, since by occupation they were fishermen. And can we blame them? But Jesus once again walks into this scene, walks into their confusion. And Peter, in a burst of excitement, jumps in the water to swim back to the shore to greet the Lord. We hear about this miraculous catch of fish and then Peter's profession of faith in Jesus. In each of these three aspects of this story, we find a lesson for our spiritual life as we seek to live as disciples of Jesus. Peter, when he jumps into the water, we hear a rather curious or odd detail. St. John tells us that he puts his clothes on when he jumps into the water. It's slightly counterintuitive, I think. But remember, in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve realized that they were naked, what did they do? They put on clothes to hide themselves from God. They wanted to cover up their nakedness. And so now Peter stands for all of us, sinful human beings, standing before God, that we try to hide ourselves from God. We try to hide ourselves through our misdeeds and failures, but ultimately we find that we're not able to save ourselves. And we too must jump into the water and swim to Jesus to find forgiveness. When we get stuck at a crossroads or a crisis, it's by jumping into the water and following Jesus more closely that we discover what we need to persevere. Then when the other apostles arrive on the shore, we hear about this miraculous catch of fish. When the gospel writers record a number, it means that it's very significant. St. John says that there were 153 fish in the nets. In the ancient world, they thought that there were 153 different species of fish in the world's oceans. So by catching this exact number of fish, It's a sign of universality. It's a sign of the universal call to holiness. The apostles, they preached the good news of the resurrection, which we heard in today's first reading, so to win many people to the Lord. Peter then drags the net on shore and presents those fish to Jesus. The church is meant to cast a wide net to bring the whole world to the Lord. And because of our baptisms, we have a role to play in that mission. Evangelization is not for the few, but for the many. The call to preach the good news of the resurrection isn't for those who have been chosen, but for all of us, disciples of Jesus, to make known the good news, to share it with our brothers and sisters. The only way the message will go out to the whole world is if each of us takes up our baptismal calling to make that message known. That is the true universality of the church. And finally, in perhaps the most tender of all of the moments in this gospel, Peter professes his love for Jesus three times. And he reverses the three times that he denied the Lord. Peter is all too aware of how we stand before God, how we stand as sinners in need of forgiveness. The questions of Jesus, the three questions, they really must have cut Peter to the heart. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Because St. John says that Peter was distressed the third time Jesus asked him, do you love me? And Peter responds, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. By his death and resurrection, Jesus has forgiven our sins, both our original sin as sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, and our personal sins, those things we choose to do or fail to do that offend God. And he doesn't want to leave us where we are. He wants to invite us back into friendship with him. That's why the greeting of the risen Lord is always a greeting of peace. He says, peace be with you. That's why he appears to Peter and the other apostles and invites them to share this meal. It's a sign of inviting them back into friendship. Jesus invites each of us into friendship with him, to live in a more intimate union with him. He wants us to have peace and reconciliation with God, deeper friendship, deeper relationship. And the things that we do wrong, they don't prevent that from happening. As long as we are willing to seek reconciliation, to ask for forgiveness, to be like Peter, and to realize that we do, in fact, love the Lord more than anything else. Jesus asks us, every day of our lives, do you love me more than these? This morning at the 9 o'clock Mass, we celebrated the first Holy Communion of about 20 of our young people. And I shared with them that I think every time we approach Jesus in Holy Communion, he asks us this question, do you love me more than these? And the these can be whatever, whatever in our lives that we turn into idols, whatever in our life we worship that we might consider to be better or bigger than God. Jesus says, do you love me more than these? And those young people, I guarantee you this morning, would have generously answered, yes, Lord, I do love you, as they approached him in First Holy Communion. As we get a little older, as we get further from our first Holy Communions, perhaps we tend to be slightly less enthusiastic in that answer. But as we hear the gospel today and remember that message of Jesus, the message of peace, let us approach him today and every time we receive Holy Communion. Hear him ask us, "Do you love me?" And with great joy and enthusiasm, always respond, "Yes, Lord, I do love you."